had the privilege and the honor of the visit of the Prime Minister. We have been discussing the process of accession of Slovenia to the OECD, which, as you know, has been formally launched now. And, of course, a very common question is how long, you know, how much time it's going to take. And I always say that this is too important to be urgent. Therefore, that we should not put deadlines in the process, and we should not corner ourselves, that the most important thing is to have a high-quality process. But I also told the Prime Minister, more in private, that I'm Mexican, and that when Mexico joined the OECD, we took about 2 years once we started in earnest. And also Korea took about 2 years, but that neither Korea nor Mexico were as well prepared as is Slovenia. So maybe that suggests that we should not take so long. I also reviewed with the Prime Minister some of the present situation and the rather positive, very, very good economic behavior and all the indicators and all the parameters. And even in a difficult market, in a difficult moment, growth continues at a very strong pace. So we're really looking forward. And but this house, the OECD, personally, all our colleagues, myself, really are very honored and very privileged that we had this visit.
Torej, z veseljem sem gospodu generalnemu sekretarju predstavil trenutno ekonomsko stanje v Sloveniji in povedal, da v Sloveniji obstaja močna politična volja, da pogajanja za članstvo v OECD-ju zaključimo čim prej, s tem, da so se oba strinjala, da je prioriteta kvaliteta tega procesa. Slovenija bo morala v svoj pravni red prevzeti več kot 100 predpisov oziroma jih spremeniti več kot 100 predpisov. V glavnem pa gre za implementacijo standardov, ki so napredni, glede na to, da jih uporabljajo najbolj razvite države na svetu in ki so v posamičnih primerih predvsej nad standardi tudi Evropske unije. OECD je klub 30 najbolj razvitih držav. Za Slovenijo to eden od zadnjih ciljev v smislu članstva v razvitih organizacijah, kamor se želimo včlaniti. Vlada je za vodenje tega procesa zadolžila ministra za razvoj, gospoda Žigo Turka, in v naslednjih tednih bo storjenih veliko operativnih korakov, s katerimi bomo vzpostavili vse tisto, kar je potrebno za to, da bo proces približevanja čim hitrejši. Izrazili smo tudi pripravljenost, da Slovenija svoje pozitivne izkušnje kasneje, ko bo že članica, deli z tistimi državami ali pa deli v tistih državah, ki so bodisi deležne pomoči OECD-a, bodisi si želijo, da je v prihodnosti enako članstvo v tej organizaciji.
Okay, so I have one question, if I may. What are the greatest challenges for Slovenia on this road, which has just started, and how well prepared is it compared to other candidates? Could it be the first to join the organization?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the reforms are not done in any country because they are useful to join the OECD or any other organization. The reforms are undertaken like they were undertaking in Slovenia because they were good for Slovenia and because there was a political desire and a consensus that this was what was convenient for the country and for society. It's the same here in the sense that joining the OECD is a way of strengthening the reform process. Joining the OECD is a way of sharing the best information about the best practices in economic policy. It's also, through our committees, a way in which proposals are made for policies to be applied through our membership and an increasing number of non-members. So the challenges of Slovenia are the same challenges that any country faces in terms of keeping a steady fiscal position, keeping the growth, preparing for contingencies that happen outside of their borders, looking at things like the flexibility in the labor markets, the flexibility in the product markets, looking at the quality of the education system, looking at the health system. We all face the problem of aging, and all face a problem then of keeping up with the quality of the medical care and also of the fiscal impact on the pensions. Now, in those issues, Slovenia has been making very important changes. And you had the social partners involved in those discussions, sometimes not easy. Sometimes there's tension in the process. But there has been political courage and a good investment. And now, of course, the results of those good decisions that looked difficult in the short term, but are now coming home to roost, as they say. You know, you're now seeing the good results. For us, this is important not just because it's good for Slovenia, but also because it's going to allow us to show this as an example to many other countries that reform pays if you are patient and you are perseverant. And then, of course, the benefits outweigh the costs. So looking forward, really, Prime Minister, to the process and eventually, of course, to membership. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.